Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. Thanks to COVID-19, there will be no Minnesota Vikings preseason games this year. These exhibition games are usually the first time a number of Vikings fans get to see the team's roster in action. The preseason is also the time for new fan favorites to emerge. But with these games getting eliminated due to the pandemic, Minnesota fans will have to wait until the team's regular season opener on September 13th to view some of the team's newest players in action. At least that's what we assumed. But it appears that the Vikings might be offering a glimpse into what they're doing on the practice field this summer. Training camp gets going in earnest on Monday. And since no fans are allowed at TCO Performance Center, Vikings fans might be able to see them Monday, 2:15. Vikings Training Camp Live will broadcast live on the Vikings website and their social media accounts and on some TV and radio stations as well. According to the team's website, this will feature live coverage of Minnesota's training camp and commentary from notable Viking media personalities like Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, Ben Lieber, and Greg Coleman. So will it be an actual stream of the Vikings practice Monday? Well, really not known, but some NFL teams have decided to stream at least one of their practice sessions on their official website and social media accounts. So I guess we can tune in Monday at 2:15 and find out together. And of course, the Vikings play their games right here again this year on your home for Vikings football, Power 96. NCAA President Mark Emmert said yesterday there will not be fall NCAA championships because there are not enough schools participating due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, a decision that impacts 22 championships, including FSC football. Emmert said the Board of Governors established if you don't have half of the schools playing a sport, you can't have a legitimate championship in that sport. The number of schools still planning to play fall sports fell below 50% Wednesday when the Big East announced its fall sports would not be played. The SEC says they're going to review the impact of championships being canceled in soccer, volleyball, and cross country. Apparently, they still plan on playing football. The Big 12 is also assessing what the decision means for its schools and whether they'll consider moving their fall sports to the spring. Emmert endorsed the idea of potentially using bubbles for NCAA championships. They kind of almost do that anyway. They just have to make it at one place instead of several across the country. But like in basketball, in the first half of 2021, he says it's perfectly viable to play in a bubble for the NCAA basketball tournament. Harold Varner III, Tom Hoge, and Roger Sloan each shot 8 under 62s yesterday to share the first-round lead at the Wyndham Championship, the PGA Tour's final regular season event before the FedEx Cup playoffs. Varner started the go-low parade at Sedgefield Country Club with an 8-birdie, no-bogey round that matched his career best on the PGA Tour. Hoge and Sloan were playing together and followed suit later in the round. Hoge also matched his career low on tour, while Sloan's score set his personal best. There were still 33 players on the course when bad weather suspended play. All three leaders are seeking their first tour wins, and they have a 4-shot lead on Webb Simpson. And Paul Casey is at 67, 5 shots back. The Minnesota Lynx lost by 10 to Las Vegas last night in their Florida bubble. Nafisha Collier led the Lynx with 21 points and 14 rebounds. Sylvia Fowles played 1 minute and scored 2 points as she is slow to recover from a calf injury. Sunday at 2, NASCAR goes 235 miles on the Daytona Road Course in the season of Harvick and Hamlin. Those two have won 11 races together so far. The 12-7 Minnesota Twins are back in action, playing their 20th game tonight, one-third of the way through the season, versus Kansas City, for the first of three this weekend at Target Field, where the Twins are 7-1 so far this season. Minnesota holds a game-and-a-half lead on Detroit, 2 games on Chicago and Cleveland, and they're up 4 games on Kansas City. At the one-third pole, Nelson Cruz is tied for third in baseball in RBI with 18, just 2 behind league leaders Aaron Judge and Charlie Blackman. Kenta Maeda is a multiple-player tie for first in wins with 3. And Randy Dobnak has an ERA of 0.90, best in the majors. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.